Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will be for the WEWA International Heavyweight Championship. Already in the ring, this is the sexiest man alive, Magnum Randall.
Cameron Diaz says Magnum Randall has anger issues, and Magnum Randall says most of his frustration is coming from the accusation that he's a wolf in Black Knight clothing. To be quite honest with you people, I'm not sure which of the two are true. I mean, the guy has a ton of talent, but for some reason he just refuses to pull the trigger and is constantly engaged in Black Knight business. Good news for Randall is that he's facing a man who is ready to be beat. Are you ready for the bad news, though? The bad news is that Magnum Randall is facing a red-hot Lee Reel who's on a roll. And speaking of rolling up the wins, let's greet our international heavyweight champion.
And coming down the aisle, accompanied by the mind behind the magnificence, his publicist, Miss Madison, and his fearless super sidekick, the Trash Can Superman, Homeless Bob. Coming to us all the way from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is 6'5" inches tall, of pure entertainment, and he weighed in tonight at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked 252 pounds. He is the reigning and seven-time WEWA International Heavyweight Champion, your role model, your party coach, the North American Nightmare and Canadian Wrestle God, Mr. International has added to his credentials, ladies and gentlemen,
As the spotlight dances around the darkened arena, the curtain busts open and out walks Mr. International himself, Lee Reel, wearing a pair of black jacket with a top hat and tail, raising his hands into the air. Pyro explodes behind him. Here comes Lee Reel down the aisle, not paying attention to Magnum Randall. The champion just got nailed as the challenger springboarded over the top rope, taking down Homeless Bob Madison and Lee Reel with a net. Magnum goes to work with punches and punches and thrusting his business into the face of Estes Madison. The crowd shows their respect as Magnum Randall brings the action back into the ring. Pulling Reel off the canvas, the challenger tosses the champion into the ropes with a quick Irish whip. Across the ring and back on the rebound, Randall leaps into the air and brutal high knee to the face was countered with an awesome lightning-like Lee Reel leg whip. Randall immediately grabs his knee from the pain and pulling the sexiest man alive to his feet. The champion unloads with an awesome snap suplex. And oh my god, just like that, Lee Reel is taking control over this match on the far side of the ring. Reel isn't wasting any time and quickly leaping up to the turnbuckle, twisting forward and cutting downward with a vicious 450 splash. One, two, kick out by Randall, and this one's gonna continue, folks. My god, Lee Reel is just that darn fast. Thus far, the pace has been blistering and motioning for a pile driver. Lee Reel continues the offensive by setting Magnum Randall up in straddle position. Magnum takes it. He just somehow managed to get the champion into an ankle. How the hell did he do that? I don't even know where that came from. Reel is screaming from the pain, but Randall isn't showing any mercy. Finally getting into the ropes, Magnum is forced to break the hold, but he ignores the referee's count, and he drags Lee Reel back into the center of the ring. Magnum is blocking on a woman tamer and arching backwards and bending the champion back beyond the point of no return. Lee Reel does a push-up. He's twisting around. He just kicks Magnum Randall into the ropes. Here comes Randall on the rebound and kicked up by Reel. He charges forward behind the element of surprise. Drop kick by Randall. Knocks Lee Reel dead in his tracks, but the challenger isn't stopping there. climbing to the top rope. Randall is begging Real to get to his feet, and the champion better look out. Here comes Randall soaring to the air, and he's got this sunset flip locked in. No, Randall hooks the leg, and he sits down with the referee in perfect position. 1, 2, 3, no, Randall kicks out, and my God, was that one close?
You gotta be kidding me, folks. With Lee Real now in control, you have to wonder if he's gonna open up his aerial assault in an attempt to slow the pace. Irish whip into the ropes by Real, and it's countered by Magnum Randall sleeper, and just like that, the champion is in trouble once again. Stunner on Randall says goodnight, Gracie. 1, 2, 3, no, shoulders up by the champion, and this one's going to continue. Oh, blatant chokehold is applied by Real, and immediately the referee gets in the face of the champion, demanding that the illegal hold be broken or face disqualification. Magnum Randall is finally down, and Lee Real knows it's time for him to move. Over Randall and across the canvas, Lee Real flips over the ropes and connects him with a textbook flying song. He's not going for the cover. Off the canvas and into a powerbomb position. Look out below. Oh, spinning DDT counter by Magnum Randall on Lee Real. And Lee Real just can't seem to get anything going inside the ring. 1, 2, shoulders up by the champion. It's apparent to me right now, Lee Real has come into this match with a completely wrong game plan. But forget about the game plan, because the time to prepare for this match is definitely over. Irish whip interrupt continues the offensive assault on the champion, and off the nylon, Magnum Randall seizes the opportunity with yet another high-risk maneuver. Spinning around and nailing a heel kick. Reels up, and down goes the referee. Oh my God, Magnum Randall just hit the referee, and that's not what the sexiest man alive needed to do at this point of the match, and he has in complete control. Reels sees Randall is hurting and slowly getting up to the top turn. The champion's going for his highlight of the night finisher. Oh no! Lee Real is crushed on the top rope by a recovered Magnum Randall, and my God, Randall wasn't even hurt. He was playing possum. Behind Lee Real and getting into a Motor City Massacre blockbuster position, Magnum Randall has it. Come on!
Oh my God, no!
Folks, Chris Ross just slammed the steel chair into the back of Magnum Randall, and Lee Real is now looping the arm of the challenger. Ross slides the chair into the center of the ring, and arching forward, Lee Real unleashes the gates of hell with the leaping top rope superplex. Oh my God, they just slammed into the dented chair, and listen to the crowd. Are you kidding me? The crowd has exploded, and Lee Real is trying to go for the cover. That move must have hurt him just as much as it did Randall, but can he recover enough to make the cover? Lee Real slumps his arm over the chest of Randall. The referee looks up through dazed eyes. My God, Chris Ross! 1, 2, what have you done? 3, this one is over, and once again, Magnum Randall has lost for what seems to be a third month in a row. My God, it seems like Lee Real is going to last right to take on either Rick Righteous or Lance Sombra for the newly created WEWA Heavyweight Championship belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest, and still WEWA International Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Real.
Just why in the world would Chris Ross help Lee Real? I just don't know. These two do not like each other, but perhaps Chris Ross, for some strange reason, hates Magnum Randall even more. I don't even know. In fact, I wouldn't put it past Ross to just come out here and just screw Randall for the hell of it. The guy's a lunatic. Either way, the vendor has made his way up to the top of the ramp, and as you can imagine, he just handed the clipboard to the now appearing Mike Morrison. And whether you like him or not, it's time to go to Mike Morrison for his unofficial bogus rating system. All right, Morrison, take it away.
So now that you two have finished your match, it's time for me to come and pass along some very important information. In case you didn't notice last week, I graded the match between Chris Ross and Joey Evangelista, and the results were pitiful. So I had my vendor grade your all's match, because I suspected you two were the weakest links. Well, after taking a look at this clipboard, I can honestly say that the results were not surprising. You two put on such a boring match that I bet most of these fans are sleeping right now. But now that True Greatness is out here, I'm sure they're paying very good attention. So what I'm going to do now is read off the ratings, because the people have to be informed, and I must do my part to help bring the quality up. So here are the ratings for your all's following match, and pay close attention. Quality, F. Talent, F. Competitiveness, D minus. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The talent here in the WEWA is very slim, and True Greatness must do everything he can to bring up the quality, so ratings will go up. Now, Lee Real, we met at the last show, and quite honestly, I kicked your ass. In fact, if it wasn't for Chris Ross, I would have picked up another victory. But it's obvious that you didn't learn anything from last week to this week, because like I just said, these ratings were awful. But Real, we'll meet in the future, no doubt about it. And True Greatness will once again beat you when we do. But let me move on to Magnum Randell. Randell, ever since you came back to the WEWA, you've done nothing but have your shoulders pinned to the mat. And looking at these ratings, you once again put on a terrible match. So let me give you a little warning, Randell. You better shape up or get out. Because looking at your matches makes me sick. You think True Greatness is going to stand for crap like this? You have done nothing but look pathetic and overmatched since you came back. You talk about how you were a great champion back in the day. Well, if you were a champion, I hate to see the rest of the roster at that time. So Randell, I'm putting you on notice. Because quite frankly, you're not cutting it here. I warned Ross and Evangelista last week, and this week it's going to be you. So pay very close attention. I will not put up with F's and D minuses much longer. I am continuing my mission to return greatness to television. And if you don't shape up, well, I'll have to take care of business myself. So you two can go on with your lives, but make no mistake about it, True Greatness will be watching. And if you do not put on better quality matches, well, both of you will be sorry.
Throwing the microphone down on the stage and exiting, love him or hate him, Michael Morrison is possibly one of the most talented wrestlers here in WWE, both in the ring and on the mic. I don't know what to say. I'm floored by this guy. As you can tell, they were just booing him a couple of minutes ago, and now they're chanting his name. I don't get this, Mike Morrison. I don't get this crowd in Cincinnati, and I'm ready for a break.